The agricultural sector continues to be one of the major job creators in South Africa. In the third quarter of 2025, there were about 920,000 people working in primary agriculture in South Africa. That is up 2% from the second quarter of this year. And that improvement is not a surprise because we have been witnessing robust performance across various subsectors in South Africa. For example, in field crops, which are mainly grains, oilseeds, and sugarcane, the production figures have pretty much been excellent for the 2024-25 production season. This is a crop that we recently harvested in this past winter. If you think about grains and oilseeds, the overall production was around 20 million tons. That includes all your maize, soybean, sunflower seeds, sorghum, and the likes. And that's up 30% compared to last year. Of course, there's a base effect story because the season before that, we were hit by the midsummer drought. But I think that improvement in production is one of the key contributing factors to the jobs remaining at these healthy levels. But not everyone is working in the field crops. And in fact, the field crops is not the biggest job creators in agriculture. Horticulture is one of the major job creators. And in horticulture, we are talking primarily about fruit and vegetables, as well as wine and a bit of floriculture. You can throw it in there and say in South Africa, we think of that, all of it, as horticulture in one way or another. And the production figures that we are seeing from the various horticultural production, they've been excellent. Either you are thinking about citrus, table grapes, stone fruits, the production figures have been great, as well as the exports. And in fact, the Citrus Growers Association of Southern Africa, they just recently told us that for 2025, their exports were up double digit by around 22% or so compared to the previous year. So which just shows you then that we have been in this period of excellent activity in the South African agricultural sector. In terms of wine production, the figures are just as excellent if you think about the production as well as the amount of wine that the colleagues have been able to export. And of course, in terms of the export, I'm mentioning because that's the value add in the agricultural sector. By that, I mean that's what sustains the profitability of the farming sector so that it can be able to create all of these jobs. Another important subsector that has actually contributed positively this year in terms of job creation is forestry, as well as the production of organic fertilizer. So in a way, if someone asks why were the agricultural jobs remain healthy in the third quarter of this year, I think the subsectors that have sustained that is field crops, horticulture, forestry, and the production of organic fertilizer. Those were the ones that are contributed or sustained the employment to those levels, but not to mean they are the only ones that created employment. There's still a lot of work that gets created in other value chains like livestock and the others. But the livestock industry in South Africa is under extreme pressure. We continue to struggle with the foot and mouth disease in the cattle industry. And this means then that in terms of our export activity, we've seen that the activity has been reduced as many countries and trading partners worry about the transfer of the disease, but also just the general regulations suggest that when you have this outbreak, you get to be temporarily suspended on export markets. So in terms of profitability, the financial conditions, but also the level of work activity in the livestock industry, we see that having reduced in a number of them. And we think that is one of the drag. Had we not had foot and mouth disease, perhaps we would have seen farming employment increasing at a much more robust level. To an extent that when you look at the 920,000 jobs in the third quarter of 2025, and you compare with 2024, we are actually down by 2%, which then mirrors those difficulties that are in some of the value chain, like the livestock industry. And the livestock industry then, these profitability issues and the aspects of these animal diseases are things that we do not believe that in the near term, the path is clear to resolving that. The one point that I have said a number of times was that we need to assess whether in South Africa we want to decide to go full-scale vaccination on the livestock, particularly cattle. And of course, the practicalities of doing that is another conversation, because handling all of these cattle that are across the country is some quite a significant task. But starting off with major feedlots, they can be able to do that. But there's also another question of the vaccine procurement end-to-end. But I do not think that those should be the hindrances for us to vaccinate. I do think that we should be much more open to vaccination. But the vaccination alone cannot start without also improving our capability to produce some of the vaccines. The Agricultural Research Council and OPP, which are the state-owned entities that are producing vaccines in South Africa, they've been underperforming for quite some time. And in fact, you could argue that they remain the victims of state capture and some of the mismanagement that we saw in the past. But I know now that the administration, the leadership at the Department of Agriculture, the DG, DDGs, and the minister are working on reviving those entities. And I think that as they work on reviving those entities, it may be important to really entertain the idea of vaccination as those entities get to speed with the vaccine production and manufacturing. But I think we should not only rely on them. We should have an open mind as South Africa to say, can we lean on the private sector to also utilize its capabilities and produce some of the vaccines, those that have the capabilities to do that. And I think that's something that we should be doing in South Africa, because what we are currently seeing now happening in our cattle industry is quite a challenge. And remember, the cattle industry, livestock overall, small and cattle industry combined with poultry, is one of the most important subsectors in our farming economy. It accounts for roughly about half of our farming economy. So when you have a problem in the livestock and poultry, you have a problem in the health of the South African farming economy. And I think we have to always think about this in that perspective. But back into the issue of jobs, the 920,000 jobs that we have in the farming sector in South Africa are pretty much quite significant. And I think the most important thing is that we remain well above the long-term employment conditions in our farming sector. The long-term figure is about 799,000 jobs. So we are well above that. And when you think about what are some of the constraining factor in addition to the animal diseases, I would argue that we would have seen much more stronger activity in agriculture had we not seen also some troubles in our municipalities and their service delivery, issues of road networks, all of which increases the transaction cost for the farming sector. So there's a number of challenges that generally constrain the farming economy. But I think at a high level, our agricultural sector is pretty much healthy. And the employment being at 920,000 reflects pretty much that and well above the long-term levels. The other question that people may have in mind is, from a regional perspective, what are the jobs matters looking like? And I think for the quarterly decline that we are talking about, it is primarily in the Western Cape, Free State and Mpumalanga. The Free State and Mpumalanga are some of the provinces that are challenged by this foot and mouth disease. And of course, the Western Cape has its own dynamics and the seasonality that also challenged or led to the job losses that we saw there. But we saw that there were mild increases in all other provinces, which then led ultimately to the quarterly job gains at a national level of 2% to 920,000 jobs that we have now in the South African farming sector. But if you take all of this and you ask a question of saying, what are some of the provinces that remain the major job creators in the farming sector in South Africa? From that perspective, it is true that the Western Cape remains the major job creator in South Africa, accounting for about 21% of the jobs as of the third quarter of this year, followed by Limpopo, 18% of the jobs, KZN, 13%, Mpumalanga, 12%, Eastern Cape, 11%, Free State, 8%, Northwest, 8%, Northern Cape, 5%, and Gauteng at 4%. That's how the distribution of farm jobs looks like. And of course, the likes of the Gauteng and to an extent again, the Western Cape and as well as KZN, you also have a lot of manufacturing or value addition or processing of the food industry. So if you can look at the dynamics of saying on a value chain side, what is the food processing looking like on a regional perspective, you would see that there are some provinces that begin to shoot up vis-a-vis the others on that. But overall, I would say what one can take from the third quarter jobs data in South Africa looking at agriculture is that the sector is in a reasonably healthy level at a national level, particularly horticulture and food crops. We continue to see the impact of the livestock industry weighing on us. But going into 2026, we think that the jobs figures in the farming sector will remain pretty much healthy. We are already receiving production prospects or weather forecasts that are suggesting that we may have another healthy agricultural season in 2026, supported by the La Nina rainfall. And I think from that perspective, it is only fair to believe that we will have reasonably robust jobs level in the farming sector. If we can sort out the issues of animal health in the livestock industry, then we can even see much more positive and robust activity in the employment. But for the long term, agriculture continues to be one of the sectors of our economy that holds job potential. We continue to believe that there could still be a million jobs more in agriculture and its value chain, provided that we expand the area that we plant, we increase our investments in the value chain, and there are other interventions that include release of land, improvement of land governance, municipalities doing their own part, and a whole host of interventions that were first mentioned in the National Development Plan on Chapter 6 and later distilled in the Agriculture and Agro-Processing Master Plan with great granularity as to what must happen. So South Africa does have a plan to increase the employment, and I think we should be focusing on those, given that when you look at our country, some of the most important or urgent problems that we face are issues of poverty, issues of joblessness, and low growth. So we should do whatever we can in sectors that we believe have the potential to create work, to focus on them and make sure that we unlock those job opportunities. And agriculture is one such sector where it is clear what needs to be done, but the government must do its part, private sector partner, academics do their own part on documenting and continuously researching and showcasing all of these possibilities.